You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of the 2008 ICAC IDSA Joint Conference. The conference took place in Washington, D.C. from October 25th through October 28th, 2008.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, Editorial Director of The Body Pro. Right now, I'm in the poster session where researchers are standing in front of their posters. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who have actually conducted the research. It is these women and men who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. After their summary, I'll ask a few questions.
My name is Sally Hodder. I'm a professor of medicine at New Jersey Medical School in Newark, New Jersey. And I'm author on a poster with several other infectious disease specialists from across the country, as well as Dawn Averett Bridge of the Women's Research Initiative and Dr. Steven Storfer of Boehringer Ingelheim. And this study was a study that was supported by Boehringer Ingelheim that was an anonymous phone survey of 700 women across the country. And basically, these women were really lived a long time with HIV. The mean was about 10 years. The mean time on antiretroviral medications was about 8 years. So these were folks that really had sort of had a lot of experience with the disease and with its treatment. And what we found was that African Americans and Hispanic women felt that their ethnicity and culture or language impacted the care they received, that many HIV infected women actually change care because of communication issues. And I think that this really, in some ways, confirms the findings of the same survey relevant to reproductive issues, where we found that almost half of women of childbearing age had really not had a discussion with their HIV provider about whether they wanted to become pregnant and implications for antiretroviral therapy. And I think really in sum that this study suggests that we really are having missed opportunities to communicate effectively with our patients, and we really need to, particularly individuals of African American or Hispanic groups, that we really need to be sure that we're really communicating fully and accurately about all the aspects of this disease.
Could you go through some of the demographics?
Sure. If you look here at table one, you'll see that the total was 700, and not quite half, about 40% of those were African American, about 30% were Hispanic, and about 30% were Caucasian. And this study was really, people called in, but they really, you know, sort of balanced so they'd have enough in each of those groups to say something about it. You can see that the age, you know, 42% were 45 or older, and 19% were 35 or under. The mean age was 42. And I'd mentioned that they were highly antiretroviral experienced. Also, it was from across the United States, and there was a geographic distribution from, you know, northeast, south, midwest, and west.
Uh-huh. And I see they were paid $25 for their time.
Right. But this was anonymous, so there were flyers at a number of, you know, a network of AIDS counseling centers. You know, they called the number, and they participated in the survey.
Uh-huh. So what was most surprising about the results?
I was not surprised that communication issues were a major reason for changing healthcare providers, because I think that that's really sort of true. I think, you know, sort of looking, if you look in 1C up here, that actually women seeing a family physician or general practitioner are actually more likely than those seeing an ID specialist or other type of providers, which for all intents and purposes were nurse practitioners or physician's assistant, to feel that their culture or ethnicity really impacted their care. And I think that may just have to do with, you know, if you're in a busy HIV clinic, whether you're an APN or an ID provider, you know, you're really sort of perhaps seeing folks and communicating in a much more standard way than if you're a general practitioner only seeing one HIV patient a week or something. But that is my speculation.
So you think there's a cultural difference in ID specialists and how they treat their patients?
I'm not sure there's a cultural difference. I think it may have to do with the, you know, frequency with which you see HIV-infected individuals. And the communication patterns, you know, are probably a little bit different.
Uh-huh. So then in terms of changing this in the future, how could we change the way people are communicated with by their healthcare provider?
Well, I'm not sure I would know how to communicate, but I think the most important thing is that we do communicate, and perhaps, you know, it's really not sort of the healthcare provider downloading the patient, but perhaps sort of getting more communication back. You know, do you feel you're understanding everything you should? What else do you need to know to really opening up that channel of communication?
Uh-huh. And was it surprising that African American and Hispanic women so noticed the difference in care they received?
Well, I think the face of HIV in the U.S. today are women of color. You know, I mean, you know, 66% of women who are identified as having HIV, in fact, are black. And I think that, you know, it's inevitable that folks, you know, we all come from sort of a slightly different cultural background and so forth. So I'm not surprised that communication issues may be sort of different for some groups rather than others. You know,
And there was nothing related to where people live? So women in the South or women in the Midwest weren't particularly...
Well, if you look at sort of figure 1B, women in the South were more likely than those living in the West or Northeast to feel that, you know, the ethnicity and language really impacted their care. And, you know, you can see a lot in the South is actually the yellow. And many fewer of the South said not at all, suggesting that that group really sort of saw a difference. You know, I think today, particularly in women, women of color really are disproportionately affected by HIV. I think that issues of communication are sort of paramount in this group, and I think that healthcare providers just need to take that to heart. And we probably really need to sort of explore what we can do to really improve communication among those groups.
Uh-huh. So are there any next steps? Are you going to do another survey like this?
not that I know of. I mean, I think that this is really sort of hypothesis generating, and I think that, you know, there are a lot of studies that, you know, could go forward or a lot of programs. This group specifically does not have further studies planned at this time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
Thank you for listening to this report from the 2008 ICAC IDSA Joint Conference. For more coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/ICAAC2008.